Hello and welcome, little beta boy. This recording will train you to wear your cage. It will make you more beta. It will help you to accept that your cock was never designed to fuck, was never meant for orgasms, that it was meant to be locked up in a tight prison while you become more horny, more frustrated, more needy, more beta, more ready and willing and craving to serve and be the little beta boy that you were always meant to be. So, are you wearing your lock, your little beta cage? And are you ready to become more beta? You will be trained. This is serious. Make sure you know what you want, little beta. But I'm sure you do, don't you? So, lay back, close your eyes, and let's begin to get you into a deep trance, and then program you, little beta boy. And now, before we really begin to put you down into a deep, peaceful, and relaxing trance, I want you to imagine a color. That's right. I want you to imagine the perfect color for you. And I want you to imagine that you are wearing this color. And this color is your perfect color. It's just the way you imagine it to be. You desire it to be. And what I want you to do now is to imagine that color, your perfect color, around your neck. Feel it around your neck. Feel the material, the temperature, the shape, and feel how it binds your neck, how much it controls you, and how safe it makes you feel. And now, as you focus on this color, I want you to imagine that I connect a leash to your collar. And this leash is really a length of chain. A chain of 20 links. And right now, I want you to imagine that I lock it to your collar. That I put you on this leash. And I want you to just focus on the sensation for a moment. How does it feel to know you're on my leash and I'm holding the other end of this chain and you are already a little bit more in my control? And what I want you to do is just focus on the sensation. Focus on the control I already have and enjoy this feeling of being controlled like this. And what I'm going to do in a moment is slowly holding your leash shorter, shortening it link by link until sooner or later my hand is right at your collar. And as I slowly shorten your leash, you are going to find that with every link you become a little bit more controlled. You have a little bit less freedom of movement and you're a little bit deeper in my control. And I want you to really focus on this sensation and feel it growing in your mind. Feel how I take complete control over your mind, over your thoughts. And right now, there are 20 links of the chain hanging gently between my hand and your neck. And you still have freedom of movement. There's some slack in the chain. And even though you're bound to me, you're leashed to me right now, you can still move a little bit on your own free will. And now imagine that I hold the chain a little bit closer, grabbing the next link and shortening your leash. And you can see the leash hanging a little bit firmer, the slack slowly disappearing, and your freedom of movement slowly, link by link, reduced as you become more and more controlled. And 18 length, you feel the leash beginning to pull on your collar, on your neck. You experience the control the leash, the collar, have over you. You feel your freedom of movement slowly being reduced. 17. As you feel more and more tension on your leash, as you feel your freedom just slipping away, and as you feel this leash constricting your body, you feel at the same time how it constricts your mind, how you drop deeper into my control, how you become more and more helpless against my words. 16. And with every link, with every little bit, you become more and more controlled. You become more. You can feel how your freedom of movement is taken away from you. 15. With every single link, you become a little bit more controlled. You are a little bit more in my control, in my power. 14. And that's exactly what you want, isn't it? You want to surrender to my voice. And you are feeling it. You're feeling the leash getting tighter. You feel your freedom is taking away from you as your mind drops deeper into my control. 13. As you sink deeper and deeper into my voice, because my voice is keeping your mind on a leash. 12. My voice is restricting the freedom of your thoughts. Just like this collar around your neck, connected to the leash, restricts the freedom of your body. My words in your mind begin to tie your thoughts up, begin to immobilize them, to control them. 11. And that's why you are here. You want to let go. You want to feel the sensation of safety, of knowing that you are controlled, of knowing that I am guiding your thoughts, just like the collar and leash around your neck safely guides your body. 10. And the leash is only half as long as when we started. But with the radius you can move in halved, the space available for you is only 1/4. And you can feel it. You can feel how limited the freedom of movement is for your body and for your mind. 9. Because with every number you sink deeper, as my hand is shortening the chain, as your freedom of movement is limited, as my hand moves closer and closer to your collar, as the control over you becomes tighter and stricter. 8. You know it's only a question of time until my hand reaches your collar and grabs the collar and guides you, just as my words take your thoughts and firmly guide them to where I want your thoughts to go. 7. You're already so controlled, you already feel the desire to completely let go, to let yourself be controlled, be guided, to just relax and follow. 6. And my hand gets so close to your collar, you can feel your freedom of movement fading away from you, just as the freedom of your thoughts is fading away, as you focus more and more on my voice. 6. My voice that guides you and leads you, just like the leash around your neck guides your body. My voice is guiding your thoughts. 5. And you sink deeper and deeper into my control. My hand almost on your collar. 4. And it's getting closer and closer as your mind completely surrenders to my words, to my ideas, to my thoughts. 3. My hand is so close to your collar and you are ready. You're ready to give up. You're ready to surrender, aren't you? 2. I'm sure you already feel the desire to let go, to feel the firm hand in your collar guiding you, to be free of thoughts and worries and cares, and just follow and obey. 1. And you're almost there. You're ready to let go. You're ready to drop deep. And 0. And you feel my hand grabbing your collar, strictly and firmly guiding and controlling your body, just as my words grab your mind and strictly and firmly guide it. And you are just focused on my voice, and you continue to sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every single word I say, because you are controlled and you surrender to my guidance and my words. And now that you're in such a wonderful deep trance, little beta boy, and that you are wearing your beta cage, it's time for a little bit of programming, time to make you more beta. Now that's right, little beta boy. And you are wearing your beta cage. And isn't it perfect for a little beta boy like you to wear a cage? I mean, let's be real. The cage really represents a little beta, doesn't it? Because you know, your cock was never meant for fucking. Your cock was meant to train you. It's a little meat leash to train you. And what more effective way to train a little beta boy than to permanently lock up your dick in a cage, in your little beta cage, where it belongs, permanently, constantly reminding you that you are beta, permanently reminding you that your dick was never meant to fuck, that it was never meant to give you orgasms. Your dick was meant to make you more horny, more needy, to make you a good little beta. That's right. And you know it, don't you? You can feel it. You know the cage makes you more beta. I mean, just think about it. Really, little beta boy, think about it. The cage puts you into an immediate disadvantage to every free man. Oh yes, we can do with our dicks what we want, while you are suffering in your little beta cage. We can fuck all the women while you are helplessly locked in your little cage. While your cock is imprisoned, is right where it needs to be, in your little beta cage, reminding you that you are beta, reminding you that you were never meant to fuck, that you will never fuck, that you should always be in your cage, because the more you wear your cage, the more beta you become, the weaker you become, the more horny you become, the more needy you become. The more you wear your cage, the more you become a good little beta, the more you want to serve, the more you want to be a little beta sim. Oh yes, you know it, little beta. You know how horny and needy the cage makes you. How it makes you more beta. The longer you wear it, the longer you are contained in your beta prison, the more obedient you become, the more you want to serve, the more you need to serve. And you, little beta, you need your cage, don't you? Just imagine it. Just imagine how it would feel if you were really needing your cage. Only feeling safe and comfortable when you're in the cage. But if you take it off, little beta, you feel so confused, so ashamed, so helpless, with your cock free. A little beta like you wouldn't even know what to do with it, except helplessly rubbing it all the time, and we can't have that, little beta, now can we? No, little beta. You know you need your cage, and the more you wear it, the more you become addicted to the sensation of the cage firmly restraining you, controlling you, dominating your beta sexuality and making you a better beta. Oh yes, little beta, with every moment you wear this cage, you will become a little bit more addicted to it, a little bit more dependent on it, because you are a little beta boy. You need the safety of your cage. Being locked away from all temptation, being locked away from all stressful thoughts about having to perform like a real man, which you know you could never do, and just thinking about it is stressful, isn't it? It's much nicer, much safer, much more comfortable to be in your cage. Because you need the safety of your cage. You know you are beta. Being out of the cage just makes you nervous, makes you feel insecure, makes you feel like such a helpless little beta boy, makes you crave to be locked in your cage. In your cage that reminds you of your place, that keeps you beta, that makes you more and more and ever more beta the longer you wear it. As you give up any idea of ever having sex again, as you give up the idea of ever having orgasms again, as you accept yourself as a beta you were always meant to be, and you understand that the cage will help you to be the beta that you need to be. The cage is good. The cage will help you to achieve your goals as a beta. It will make you weaker. It will make you more submissive. It will make you more obedient. It will fill you with a craving to serve as a good little beta. It will train you. The more you wear it, the longer you wear it, the better of a beta you will become. Until sooner or later, you know, you will wear it full time for the rest of your life. When you really accept that you are beta, that you were never meant to fuck, that your dick was never meant to give you orgasms. It was meant to train you, to keep you horny, to keep you needy. It's a little meat leash, and the cage is a permanent hand around that leash, guiding you forward to become the perfect little beta boy, to surrender completely to the reality that your cock was never meant to fuck, was never meant to give you orgasms. It was meant to stay horny and needy and aroused and helplessly locked up in your tight beta cage. constantly reminding you of your place in the world, constantly reminding you that you are beta, constantly reminding you that you will never fuck again, that you will never have sex again, that you will never play with your cock again, stroke your cock again, most importantly, that you will never come again. Because you know, orgasms are your enemy as a beta. Orgasms demotivate you. Orgasms make you all lazy and make all that arousal go away. You know, when you come, all that prolactin makes you all lazy and makes that arousal and heat and need go away, and you lose the motivation to serve and to be a good beta. You don't want that now, do you, little beta? You want to be locked in your cage. And you can feel it. You can feel it deep inside of your beta mind that you need the cage. You love to be locked in the cage. This is what it means to be a beta boy. And you need your cage. You're becoming dependent on your cage. You want to be locked up in your cage permanently, forever, like the good little beta boy that you are. You know you need it. You know you need to be locked, constantly reminded that your dick was never meant to fuck, was never meant to have orgasms. It is meant to keep you horny and needy and frustrated and beta. And that's why your dick, your little beta dick, belongs into the cage, into your beta cage, forever locked away, where it can do no harm, where it can tempt you to have orgasms and lose all your progress as a beta. No. Your dick needs to be locked, and you feel it. You know it. You need the cage. And the more you want to have an orgasm, the more this desire grows. The more you want to stay contained in your cage. Because you know you're becoming more beta. You want to be a good beta boy. You don't want to give in to these dirty desires and lose all your progress, don't you, little beta boy? You want to stay locked up, and you will feel it. You will experience it. This deep need to stay locked in your cage, where you belong, little beta. Forever in prison. In a tight beta prison. Keeping you in the right mindset. Keeping your mind beta, reminding you, constantly reminding you that your dick only exists to make you more beta, to make you more horny and needy and frustrated and aroused. And that's why your dick always needs to be imprisoned in its beta cage. That's right. You need to keep it there. You need to keep it locked, and you can feel it. You're experiencing it. You feel the deep need to lock your dick up. Fucking throw away the key and forget about it. You are beta. You need to stay in your cage. You belong in your cage. And the cage is training you, is making you more beta. By constantly reminding you about the reality of your existence. That you are locked. That your dick is locked away. You will never fuck again. You will never come again. You need to become more beta. You need to serve. You need to be a little cuck. A little beta plaything. You need to submit, you need to surrender, to be a little beta simp, to worship and serve and become more mindless and obedient and horny. That's what you need. And that's why you need your cage. Why you will stay in your cage. And you can feel this deep desire to stay caged. That will only grow. The longer you wear your cage, the more addicted you become. The more dependent on it you become. Because you are beta. You need the safety of your cage. You don't know what to do when you are free. It makes you nervous and squirmy and skittish. You need the safety of your beta prison, constantly reminding you that you are beta, that you need to be horny and frustrated and submissive, that this is your place, that beta boys suffer in their cage. Suffering, being horny, being needy and never coming, because that's your place as a beta. And you accept it, don't you, little beta boy? You accept your place. You accept that you are beta. And you accept that you need your cage. That's right. Such a good beta boy. Such an obedient beta boy. Just surrender. Just let all my suggestions sink so deeply into your beta mind. And feel the cage imprisoning you. Feel how good it feels. How horny and needy the cage makes you. And how much you crave to be horny and needy. Because this is what you really need. To always be horny, needy, to crave. You don't need orgasms. You don't need release. You need this arousal. And you will stay in your cage. And now, little beta boy, now I'm gonna wake you up again. I count you out from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And all my suggestions will sink so deeply into your beta brain, becoming a part of who you are, training you, molding you, making you the perfect little beta boy. And there's nothing, little beta boy, that you can do about it. It was you who put the beta cage on your little beta dick. It was you who decided to listen to this recording. And it was you who decided to accept all of my suggestions. It was you who decided to become the perfect little beta boy that you always wanted to be. And now, there's nothing you can do anymore. You are controlled by your beta cage. And it will mold you. It will shape you. It will make you a gentle, tame, obedient, submissive, and very horny and frustrated little beta. It will keep you contained. And sooner or later, you will become completely addicted to and completely dependent on your little beta cage. That's right. You will need the cage, little beta. You will become dependent on it. To always be locked up, always contained, always be kept in a nice beta mindset. Because when you're out, you feel so helpless and lost and out of control that all you can think about is getting back into your cage. Now, little beta boy, feel all those suggestions deep inside of your beta brain, even though you probably don't fully understand or appreciate yet what just happened to you. Oh, and little beta boy, you will also find a strong desire to come back and listen to this recording again, to train yourself even deeper, to make yourself even more dependent on your little beta prison. Because you know what you are. And you know what you need. And you know what you want. And so you will come back and train yourself more. And now, little beta boy, now it's time to wake you up. I'm gonna count up from 1 to 10, and with each and every number, you will slowly come back while all my suggestions sink deeper and deeper into your beta brain, becoming a permanent part of you, guiding you, molding you, training you. And now let's get you back. One, slowly waking up. Two, more and more with every number as all my suggestions sink deeper into your beta brain. Three, you come back to the surface. Four, waking up more and more. Five, halfway there already, so alert, awake, aware. Six, your muscles build up tension again. Seven, pulse, breathing, blood pressure are normalizing. And eight, take a deep breath in and let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And nine, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will be fully awake, alert, awake, aware, opening your eyes, feeling refreshed, feeling wonderful, feeling perfect. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back, little beta boy. I hope you enjoyed this little journey deep inside of your mind. And I hope you will enjoy forever being imprisoned in your little beta cage, because this is what you need, little beta. You need to be horny and submissive and weak and frustrated. You need to be caged. Now, have fun, little beta boy. Goodbye.